The gospel reading today is one of those readings that I suspect, especially in the Western world, even people who aren't religious at least know that reading to some extent. It's probably one of the most well-known stories of the Bible. It's the event that we focus on as the first mystery of the joyful mysteries of the Rosary, what we call the Annunciation. The angel announces to Mary that she is to be the mother of the Savior. Luke packs that reading with much detail. Just look at that first sentence. What do we learn from it? Well, first of all, we learn that it was a message from God through the angel Gabriel that she went to a town in Galilee. Now, Galilee was not exactly the favorite spot of the Jews. It was a place that had a lot of mixture of religion, and so the Galileans were looked down upon. To Nazareth, which was a no-account town. People think maybe 200-300 people at the most in that little town. To a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph. Her name was Mary. And this man, Joseph, was of the house of David. All of that in one sentence. That detail about David is very important, even though we may tend to pass over it. If you caught the first reading, in that first reading, David wants to build a temple. He wants to build a house for the Lord. And the Lord comes back and through Nathan and says, no, you're not to build that house. But instead, I will build a house for you. And of course, he wasn't talking about a building. He was talking about a dynasty. Well, that promise seemed to have kind of fizzled out for centuries. And what Luke is saying to us is that this Jesus is the fruit of the promise. He is the promised one. He is the one that God has promised to send to rebuild the house of David. Right there at the end of the, or later in the gospel. I can find it. The Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And his kingdom, there will be no end. This Jesus fulfills all the promises that God has made. Now, this kingdom obviously is no earthly kingdom. Jesus never gathered an army. He never won any battles, at least in a military sense. And so the kingdom that he came to establish is something very different. And this house of David is something very different. It is a kingdom centered around God's love. And centered around the people who are willing to open their hearts to that love and are willing to trust in the Word of God in the way that Mary trusted in the Word of God. It is a kingdom of people who want this Jesus Christ to enter into their lives. It is a kingdom of people who want to be transformed by Him, to be remade by Him, to be given the capacity to love in the way that we are loved by this God of ours. It is a kingdom of people who want a deep inner transformation. That is the kingdom that he came to establish. We enter now the end of the Advent season. You know, the first part of the Advent season is always focused on when Jesus will return in glory and gather us into the kingdom of the Father. But these last days of Advent switch the focus. And now we're focusing on the celebration of the birth of the King. We remember how he came among us as one of us, how he took on our human flesh and yet remained God. And then we remember the rest of the story, how he gave himself for us that we might have life, that we might have a life that will never end. And that is what he invites you and I to share this life, to open our hearts to him, to let him dwell in us, transform us, remake us into his image. That is what we celebrate at Christmas. That King who came among us. The King who wants to live within us, who wants to change us, transform us. The question for us, are we open to this King? Do we, like Mary, had the capacity to say, let it be done unto me according to your word. Let my life be transformed. Let me be changed. Let me become an instrument of God's love. Let me manifest God's mercy to the world today. That is what he's seeking of us. May we do that. May we open our hearts to him.